a pause. Worthless thing that it is. There was a longer pause. The reel that had been empty was now half full. Listen, then, Brodigan said, and I'll tell you the story of an unfortunate and unlucky man. It may be a longer story than you have time to listen to. If that be the case, I'm sure at least three of you will understand the use of the button labeled FF. As for me, I'm in a place where clocks are obsolete and broccoli is no doubt prohibited by law. I have all the time in the world. Eddie was again struck by how weary the man sounded. I just suggest that you not fast forward unless you really have to. As I've said, there may be something here that can help you, although I don't know what. I'm simply too close to it. And I'm tired of keeping my guard up, not just when I'm awake, but when I'm sleeping, too. If I wasn't able to slip away to Gingerbread House every now and again and sleep with no defenses, Finley's Cantoy boys would surely have bagged the three of us a long time ago. There's a sofa in the corner also made out of those wonderful non-stick marshmallows. I can go there and lie down and have the nightmares I need to have in order to keep my sanity. Then I can go back to the Divar toy, where my job isn't just protecting myself, but protecting Shimi and Dink, too, making sure that when we go about our covert business, it appears to the guards and their fucking telemetry that we were right where we belonged the whole time, in our suites, in the study, maybe taking in a movie at the gym or grabbing ice cream sodas at Henry Graham's drugstore and fountain afterward.